Dr. Mitch Earlywine is author of Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. Dr. Earlywine joins us each week here on the Audio Stash to discuss the science of cannabis. Mitch, welcome back to the program today.
Happy to be back.
Mitch, we were speaking with Normal's senior policy analyst Paul Armentano about some medical research, and he mentioned that you can bombard rats and other animals with much higher levels of cannabinoids than pretty much any other drug because cannabinoids are so non-toxic.
Well, Paul is always right. When you take a close look at the lethal dose and a safe dose for THC in particular, you find that it can go very, very high, in part because this is a drug that doesn't suppress things like your breathing or parts of your brain that are essential for keeping you alive. When I look at estimates of a lethal dose in animals and try to extrapolate to humans, I basically found that you could probably smoke about 2 pounds of marijuana all right in a row, and that would be what it would take to reach a lethal dose. You can imagine how absurd that is, but, you know, 2 pounds of marijuana would be quite the big garbage bag full, and no one would ever want to do that. And yet that really does tell you that this is not a medication that's going to have any kind of dangers of making people toxically overdose.
Now, the body doesn't seem to mind cannabinoids, even in large amounts. Are there any other drugs that have beneficial effects on the body without any overdose or long-term use side effects?
Not even close. When you think about what's called the safety ratio, that is, how much does it take to have an effect relative to what is the lethal dose? For alcohol, it's about 10. If you take maybe 2 drinks gets you buzzed, you can imagine how 20 drinks done in an hour, for example, could be really approaching lethal for an individual like that. For the cannabinoids, it's just nowhere near that. The only drugs that are even close are hallucinogens, and obviously people don't want to do big, large doses of those, but of course those are relatively non-toxic too. So LSD probably required, you know, 1,000 times a normal dose in order to get anywhere near a lethal dose.
So basically, Mitch, our bodies don't reject cannabinoids like a poison, say like alcohol. So let's talk about alcohol for a minute. When you overdose a lab animal on alcohol, what starts to go wrong?
The key thing with alcohol overdose is an inability to breathe. The part of the brain that's responsible for breathing ends up getting suppressed. Nicotine is another really common drug with a whole lot of, you know, toxic effects, and it's even used as an insecticide in some places. And here's one where you'll start to see this incredible nausea and vomiting and the body really trying to throw it off. Caffeine at high doses, I mean, anybody who's been through graduate school knows that as you approach that 10th and 12th cup for some people, you really start experiencing some of that same nausea and discomfort. With THC, it's just really not the same at all, in part because it works in its own mechanism. It's got its completely novel neurotransmitter. There are so many cannabinoids in your body anyway, lubricating things and just helping things run the way they should run. The whole idea that, you know, there's a lethal dose of marijuana just seems absurd.
Now let's talk for a minute about synthetic THC. There was a study noted in rats where they seem to show some distress with those synthetic THC trials. Are these synthetic cannabinoids perhaps more toxic than naturally occurring cannabinoids?
The curious thing about synthetic THC is often how it's administered. So in some of the rat studies, they're taking a needle and literally putting it right inside their brain. Well, that's not a good way to administer anything. And often Marinol is taken orally, so you have a big dose thrown into the gut all at one time to get digested relatively quickly, as opposed to the way humans normally consume marijuana is to have a couple of puffs off of the vaporizer, for example, and then, you know, wait a little while and see what the impact is rather than have some big concentrated dose thrown upon them.
Mitch, thanks so much for joining us here on the Audio Stash again today.
Always a pleasure. Looking forward to next week.
Dr. Mitch Earlywine is author of the book Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. We have links to it right up at normalaudiostash.com. And check out our new archive of all of our interviews with Dr. Earlywine online today at normalaudiostash.com.